Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Vocab with John
and Angel.
Today we're going to be talking about Christmas.
Whoa, my favorite season of all time. Christmas is coming.
Yes, so after Thanksgiving, we all know and we are very well prepared for the gifting season.
Oh, the gifting season.
Yes, It's the season of giving.
And receiving.
You know, I expect to receive, not giving, right? I'm cheap. I'm a cheapskate, so no.
Yes, you are.
It's a season of giving. You tell people it's a season of giving.
Okay, it's a season of giving, right?
Yes. And for me, it's in the bottom of my heart, in the back of my mind, it's the season for receiving.
Right. See?
Show me how much you love me, guys.
Yes, show your sincerity. All comes from the presents.
Yes. So it's the gifting season and it's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
And it's cold this year so far. At the time of
pretty
recording,
cold.
It's pretty cold. It's gotten cold now. It's not snowing in Taiwan, but it's pretty cold.
Still cold.
Mm-hmm. It feels very Christmassy, I have to say, because the lights are up in Xinyi and many parts of Taipei and New Taipei City, and also down in central Taiwan and southern Taiwan. So, okay, you can feel Christmassy all around, and people are talking about one thing, Angel, that is gift exchange.
Gift exchange.
Yeah, people in the season, you know, your colleagues or your friends or your family members, you would probably be part of, if not organizing, one of those gift exchange parties, or you probably would join one of these parties.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You cannot skip it.
Yes. So let's share our top gift giving ideas this year to our 15-Min family. What do you think is a great gift? 2022 Christmas. What's a great gift for gift exchange?
Should it be a funny one, or you honestly think that it's a great gift?
Well, technically, you know, every time you buy something for other people, it's a hassle.
It's a hassle.
It's a hassle. So we love receiving gifts.
Yes,
so whatever
we do.
You give me, I'm happy. I'm grateful. I'm content. Yes. It's best that I don't give gifts.
It's impossible. Come on. It's exchanging, all right? Gift exchanging.
Yes. So I like to do the bare minimum. Right? If I can give you a Starbucks mug of some sort, the bare minimum.
How do you think the reactions that you will get? The mug.
Usually pretty good because it's anonymous.
Okay.
Right?
So that's another story.
You understand what I mean?
Pretty good. They
so
just don't.
Whenever I join these parties, I make sure. Now, guys, make it anonymous. You know, people's going to lose face when they know
people
they bought
will.
Some stupid, really cheap gift, like a roll of toilet paper.
A roll of toilet paper.
Like
but
two bags of chocolate from Costco.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But you see, I'm covering my own tracks.
You're covering your own tracks. So nobody knows who gave that lame gift.
Exactly.
Come on, a mug. That will be the last present that I want to receive at the Christmas Eve, you know?
Why not?
Mug.
It's very useful.
I got like 100 mugs at home already. Hello?
Yeah.
Useful.
I mean, what's one extra out of 1,000 that you have?
So there's no point. I don't want any mugs.
Yeah.
They're just...
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. What about re-gifting somebody's gift to you? Do you do that?
I would do that.
There we go. You see, my mug makes very good re-gifting gift.
You are smart, aren't you? Okay, so here's the thing. You really need to be careful on what party you join. And then remember, don't join the same crowd of the party in case you give the mug to the original person.
I know what you mean. Uh-huh. But you see, fortunately enough, I don't have too many friends.
Okay. What should I say? Congratulations.
It's a perk. It's a perk, right? You know, this Christmas season, I don't feel lonely at all with just the bunch of friends I got. I don't feel anything.
You don't feel anything.
I don't feel anything.
Same as usual.
I'm the type of person who really doesn't need a lot of friends. You know, for me, I think good friends count more towards just random friends.
All right.
You know, partying friends.
Mm-hmm. Partying friend. Nah,
so most of my friends that you know, I associate with and I'm very close with, they're either family friends or they are very close business partners or, you know, people that I would invite over on a weekend for barbecue or, you know, come eat at my house.
Oh, so those are close friends. And then you give mug as a Christmas gift to your close friends?
As a participation reward.
Okay.
You know, participation gift.
Okay.
There we go. See, I'm very smart.
You're very smart. Yes.
Okay. It sounds kind of dumb, but I mean, I do it. This is how I would go about it.
This is a useful gift. Mm-hmm. We can reuse it like for the next year.
Look, if you're not happy with my mug, you can re-gift it to somebody else.
I will re-gift it. Yeah, re-gift it next year.
Yes. You know, I wrap it so nicely that you can re-gift it. Nobody knows it's from me.
But I still have to unwrap it, right? So that I know that it's a mug.
Oh, good point.
Right?
Okay. So you have to wrap it yourself again if you want to re-gift it.
Maybe I'll ask for your help. Then I know that you are the one who gave that lame mug. Everybody, the mug is from John.
Okay. So talking about mugs, I have to say, I mean, random mugs are quite cheap, right?
Yes.
But Starbucks mugs, some mugs come quite pricey, to be honest.
Yes, some of them. Mm-hmm. I used to like resell the mugs because I travel a lot, right? So I just bought the mugs and I resell it. Some of them can really make a good deal, you know, like the mugs from Berlin.
Really?
So
what profit margins are we talking about?
Not that much, but I got the mug from Berlin. It's like 300 Taiwanese dollars.
Okay.
And then I resell it at 1,500, like five times.
That's not bad. That's
not
pretty
bad.
Decent. Mm-hmm. That's a neat profit. That's good.
I didn't know that Starbucks mug. Wow. So many people are collecting it, but seldom. I mean, some of them are rare, right?
Limited edition mugs are everywhere. Like, and I know Starbucks make limited runs of certain types of mugs around the world. So they started with the city mugs. And then now with the Starbucks Reserve, they also got their own Reserve City mugs, which is different than your average Starbucks mugs.
Oh, those reserved edition? I didn't buy that before.
Okay. So it's a thing. I went to 101 the other day and I saw the store is one of those Starbucks Reserved stores.
Yeah.
And the merchandise is totally different. So the mug has this 101 logo embossed, in gold, sort of shiny gold yellow color embossed on the mug.
Oh.
Very nice.
Oh, that's a good mug. Yeah, I can take that.
Mm. Yeah, but in Taiwan, you can't resell it in Taiwan. You got to go and sell it elsewhere.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Then I will keep it. I will keep it.
You've already gotten 1,000 mugs. Hello.
I will throw an ordinary mug out and then I keep that 101 mug in my house. Yes.
Okay.
I can do that.
Okay. Yes. Now upgrade them to the, you know, Starbucks Reserved collection.
Yeah. Why not?
Yes.
Okay. You got your points.
Okay. Coffee mugs. That's where I would start. And I dug up this article talking about gift exchanging ideas. Let me quickly go through some of the common ones. You know, common people like myself, I wouldn't come up with fancy gifting ideas. So I would probably start here. So number 10, coffee mug. Yours truly. Oh. Thank you very much.
Here we go, coffee mug.
Coffee mug. Okay. So I think you can get creative with coffee mugs depending on what kind of limited edition or limited, mugs that you can get hold of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it could be a Doraemon. It could be a Momo. It could be any of the cartoon
Demon
characters.
Slayer.
Yes, Demon Slayer or Gutadema or Gutadama.
Gutadama. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, or Hello Kitty or whatever limited edition run mugs that you can get hold of, that's fine. You know, it usually would work. It won't cost you an arm and a leg. Let's put it this
won't.
Way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But again, the quality, you can't, there's no guarantee. Sometimes they come looking very cheap anyway with a Hello Kitty on it.
Oh, could be.
Yes. So mm-hmm. at ninth place, a puzzle.
A puzzle.
Not bad. I think some 3D puzzles make pretty good, decent gifts, but I guess.
That's a good present if we are still under the COVID, right? I have nothing to do. Might as well just play the puzzle at home.
And some 3D, if we're talking about your traditional, you know, sort of flat puzzles that you have to put together, yeah, I guess. But I mean, today you can go sort of one step up and you can do the 3D puzzles. They come quite pricey. One time I saw Hogwarts, like Hogwarts 3D puzzle for $700 of Hogwarts.
Wow.
Hogwarts school. You know, you build
how
a little.
How big is that?
I don't know how big it is, but I've seen it. I've seen the box and I'm like, ooh, okay, this is kind of interesting for $700. But
so
I didn't.
It's a 3D one?
It's a 3D
one.
Yeah. Not a flat one. Yes.
Wow. But it's an art if you really make it, right?
Sure.
It would be like an art piece at your house?
Sure. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so 700 NT, I guess it's not bad. Still
not bad.
Relatively affordable.
Right.
Eighth place. It's something for ladies. Guess what it is?
Scarf.
Hand cream.
Oh, it's a nice gift. I like that.
Yes. You see, hand cream, you know, a tub of hand cream is from Body Shop is what? $500?
$500. And then,
$350 to $500?
Yeah, around that price. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
this one is nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you want to go one up, if you, you know, for your close friend, for your girlfriends, then, you know, something from Chanel, you know, that's really branded. Tom Ford, something like that. Yeah, it's going to be in thousands.
Cream.
Yeah.
In thousands, but still acceptable because you got brands, right? And then
yes,
hand creams.
Yes. Or
pretty
you can go
useful.
Body Shop.
Mm-hmm. I think Body Shop is good enough for my close friend.
And Body Shop, they also do have their Christmas bundle. So
they
do have these Christmas New Year bundles that range between 500 and 700 NT. So they're very smart in this regard. So they will give you a small tub of hand cream and then, you know, soap or you know, something in a bundle, in a little
hamper. Will you be happy if you got this present?
Of course not.
Of course not. Why not?
Because my hands need not hand cream.
Who
it doesn't need it.
Doesn't need a hand cream?
I don't need hand cream.
You don't need hand cream?
My hands come naturally delicate. That it doesn't need any cream.
Oh,
it's like
wow.
tofu already.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes. It oozes tofu, you know?
No, I envy you. Hand cream, come on.
I don't need hand cream. Back in South Africa, I would say it'll make more sense. But in Taiwan, the humidity, really? Hand cream? Come on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we don't really need it.
Okay. Mm. Hand cream.
You know, but so you ladies like hand creams because of the smell.
Yes.
So is it the fragrance that you're buying or is it the cream that you're buying? Yes.
You know, last time I bought odorless cream. I didn't know that. It doesn't come with any fragrance. So you know what I did? I put perfume inside.
Really? You added perfume?
Yeah. I add perfume inside.
By
myself. Just spread. Because I think that if you put the lotions, you put a hand cream on your hand and then it doesn't have any fragrance, it doesn't sound like you are moisturizing your hands.
I see. Back there, just a little bit, a while back, you were going to say flavor and I was going to tease you for tasting your fingers.
Yeah, I was about to say flavor. Banana, vanilla, chocolate. Like,
My hand cream comes with banana flavors. Are you going to lick your fingers?
Yeah, but you know, in Korea, they actually has a lot of food fragrance.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So can I call them flavor? Can I?
That's the thing with lip balms.
Uh-huh.
So when you travel around the world and you go to these places with continental weather, you go to Europe and it's darn dry, or you go somewhere in Japan that's really, really dry. I mean, your lips crack in winter. So you have to use lip balms. In Taipei, you don't really need it. But in South Africa and all the other places,
you must have it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the lip balms come in different flavors. And then it's sort of weird because you're licking your own lip balm. Like, oh, strawberry. I like it. And then you're licking your own lip balm and then you're applying lip balm again. So technically you are eating your lip balm.
So choose the flavor you want. Okay.
Yes.
So we can use flavor in this regard.
So I guess, you know, in terms of the smell, if you're not going to lick it, yeah, you can't really call it flavor. It's more like
a flavor?
Fragrance.
Oh, okay.
But so I mean, like a lip balm, you're really licking it.
So next time, maybe if I lick my fingers, I can say that it's my favorite flavor.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, your favorite flavor and smell.
Flavors.
Yes.
It sounds odd now.
So coming back to the article, seventh place, gloves.
Oh, gloves.
This is a big no-no in Taipei. No gloves. We don't need gloves.
We don't really need gloves.
Yes, but if you go to Japan, I went with my wife to Japan one time, and in Tokyo, it was like freezing, and I enjoyed it because it felt like South Africa. It was -2, and it felt great. It was like, yay, -2, nice. And my fingers are really, really cold. Cute. You know, I haven't had this feeling for a long time.
Ah, you missed it.
So I sort of missed it.
But how about your wife?
No, she doesn't. So she got
herself a pair of gloves.
Yes, she wore like 2 pairs of pants and everything, and she got like 2 gloves on and everything. Me, I'm like, I kind of understand. I sort of know how to deal with winters like that.
Uh-huh.
Dried winters, I love.
Dry winter.
Dried winters, I love. Okay, number 6, most common gift. Something super useful, you use it every day. Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Okay,
I have a question to this. Toilet paper. Like,
one of the,
you use it in toilet, right?
Yes.
Not the toilet paper. Oh.
It's a toilet roll. So, so it could be one of those fancy Christmas odd gifts with, Christmas sort of Santa Claus printed on the toilet roll. That kind of toilet paper.
Ah, that's cute.
Yeah, sort of a cute, odd thing.
Useful, odd, but still Christmas vibe.
Yes. Or like a red roll of toilet paper.
Wow. Or
red-yellow rolls.
Ooh. Yeah.
Those come quite expensive, actually.
Yeah, and then it looks fancy. And then I wouldn't use it. It's just, would you use it if you got the toilet paper as a gift?
No, you can TP your Christmas tree. You can TP it. Your toilet roll.
So what is that? Such a nice decoration. Oh, that's my toilet paper.
Yes. So I just TP'd my own Christmas tree.
Right. But is it a thing in Taiwan? Because I didn't see that many collections of the toilet paper.
I don't think so. I think people go like really, really cheap. They would give you some cheap single ply toilet paper.
Oh.
That they probably stole from the public toilet. So, you know, just as a gag.
Or a prank. I can get some from my plant. And they got the logo on it.
Yes.
Right? It got brands to it.
Yes.
You cannot buy it anywhere else. Only in my plant. All right.
Yes.
So that's your Christmas gift next year.
You can sign on at the corner, right? The dates that you've collected it, it's like a collection.
Right.
Right.
And toilet the next paper. One,
yes. In the 5th place, a pillow.
Oh, a pillow. Okay. How many pillows do you have at home?
Just one. I mean, how many pillows do you need?
6.
Why?
In bed.
What do you do with the pillows?
You lie on it, and then sometimes you need to raise your legs on that. So pillows. I like to cover myself with pillows. So let me check my bed. Yeah, there are 6 pillows on my bed now.
Okay. But then,
so you see, pillow is a good gift.
Yeah, but your bed is filled with pillows. They got a bed to sleep on and you got nowhere to sleep on.
I sleep on the pillows.
Oh.
Right?
Oh. Okay.
So now I can relate to the answer. Pillow is a good answer.
Okay. Mm. No wonder it's in first place. Let's check
you
out
think
the
it's
first
odd?
Place. I think it's super odd.
Why?
Like, I mean, how many pillows do you really need?
6? I told you.
Yeah. Why? It doesn't make sense at all.
Check with your wife. Maybe she will give you another answer.
Look, she's got 2 and that's it. I got 1.
Maybe she wants more. She wants more.
Maybe she wants more, but I mean,
she'll be happy to get, yeah.
Mm. I'm a big fat pillow. She's got me. I'm a big fat pillow.
All right. Okay. Okay. I have an even bigger pillow at my house, but I still need 6 extra pillows. You see?
Okay. Mm. I get the appeal. It's kind of nice to you know, to be able to sort of have so many pillows. But again, it depends on how big your bed is.
Uh-huh, right.
You know, if you've got a king-size bed, then sure, by all means. But if you've got, like, just your standard
single,
double bed,
uh-huh.
You know, your 6 pillows, it's going to cover the whole bed.
And they will drop down to the floor.
Yes. And you're going to pick them up every day.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, okay. So in fourth place, cute mats.
Ah,
so it could be a doormat.
Mats. Mm-hmm.
It could be a welcome mat. It
uh-huh.
could be a bath mat. It could be one of those kitchen mats. Something cute. Again, I don't know how common this is because in Taiwan, the floor is not that cold.
Yeah, maybe just bath mats?
Yeah,
kitchen
maybe
mats?
At most a bath mat. But again, how would you be gifting bath mats? What message does it send to your friend?
It's a mat. Welcome to my house.
Okay, I went to your house and you don't have a bath mat, so here you go. Here's a bath
mat. Maybe that's the logic behind. Yeah, that's the only reason I can think of why I want to give a mat to my friends.
Exactly. Anyway, so according to the article, I'm not so sure about this one. According to the article, this is fourth place. The fourth most common gift in Taiwan.
Oh, okay. But pretty practical. Pretty practical. Mm-hmm.
Practical, but you might be sending the wrong message to your friend.
Right.
In third place, a bath hamper. One of those bath hamper bundles from L'Occitane or Body Shop.
Or all sort of the brands.
Yes.
And it's free. I like it.
So your bath hamper. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. My problem with a bath hamper is, in the West, you probably have a bathtub. So it makes sense to send your friends a gift for like bath salt and bath oils or whatever that has to, whatever you ladies put in the bath. Bubbles.
But in bubbles. But in Taiwan,
we've only got room for showers. So why would you be giving somebody a bath hamper?
So you might travel during Christmas. You can take that with you to the hotel.
And even if you go to Beitou, like a hot spring city or a hot spring district, you can't put bath salts and bubbles.
Can we? So just adds more flavor, fragrance to it. Can we?
I don't know. You already getting so much nutrients from the natural springs.
Spring.
From Mother Earth. And you want to put more minerals and salt and bubbles and fragrance?
It doesn't smell good. The origin hot spring.
Then go to a different spring. Don't go to the sulfur springs.
None of them smells good.
No, the carbonic springs are pretty good. They're nice and soft on the skin. If you go to Yaming Mountain, those sulfur springs, right? Your hands get wrinkly very quickly.
Oh.
They're quite harsh on the skin, I have to say. And I don't like the rotten egg smell, the sulfur springs. So you got to go to a place like Jiaoxi, right? That's
Jiaoxi.
Yeah, carbonic. It's different. It's a different type of spring. It doesn't smell.
Oh, it doesn't smell. Yeah,
yeah,
Jiaoxi,
it's
that
sort
one.
Of milky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got that milky feel. So people think it's, you know, beautifying, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's good for the skin. As far as I'm concerned, it's just any good hot bath water with a little bit of bath salt. As far as I'm concerned, but okay. Whatever you guys say. Yes.
That must be good. Come on.
So that's the bath hamper at third place. Moving on to second place, perfumes.
Oh, perfume.
Perfume for ladies and fragrance for men.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, please don't buy perfume for men. You're sending the wrong signal.
Oh.
Yes. It's fragrance. Male fragrance.
Male's fragrance. Different.
Yes. You don't buy Chloe for men. There's no Chloe for men.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Mm. No Chloe cannot. For men. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because it's a perfume. Yes. And you cannot buy Armani for ladies. I don't think there's an Armani fragrance for ladies.
I think they do.
Really? Do they?
I think they do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think they do. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, anyways, so perfume for ladies, fragrance for men. This is nice, but I think
this is nice. Mm-hmm.
This is getting a little expensive.
Ah, right.
Perfumes and fragrances don't come cheap today.
But yes, but sometimes if you want to give some like luxury brand, that perfume is the thing that you could afford. In Armani, we just mentioned Chanel, Hermes. So that's what we do.
So if you're looking for branded, like luxury brands, then so this the is probably level. Okay. Good. I would agree with you because, but again, I would not buy fragrance for men for my guy friends.
That's really weird. It's really weird. Hey, but when can men get the gift? Fragrance. When can they get fragrance as a gift?
Because I don't know. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, my fragrances were gifts by my father.
Oh.
And most of the time it was because my father traveled a lot.
Mm-hmm,
and then he would be like, oh, I sold this, you know, this fragrance on the airplane. So in flight, I did some in-flight shopping. That kind of idea. He did that. And then that's it. Yeah. It was because my dad bought it. And ever since then, it would be your girlfriend and my wife. Yeah. Yes.
Also. Oh, yeah. Because I don't think that I would get the perfume for my boyfriend. So I'm wondering that. I won't. Mm.
Why not?
Because, you know, the guys, they just stink.
Okay.
So even though they use the fragrance, it still doesn't help. Because he goes to play basketball or whatever sports. And then it doesn't help at all. It just got worsened.
Okay.
If you sweat and you put the fragrance on it.
Okay. Then isn't that more reason to get a boyfriend that doesn't stink?
Mm-hmm.
And a boyfriend with better body hygiene? Isn't that better? Doesn't that solve the root of your problem?
That's right. But
but when you're young, you're dumb, right?
Yeah, but
yes.
if you sweat, I mean, no. I think I should give him the bath hamper. Because what he has to do is he needs to take a shower first.
Oh,
you sweat and then you put the fragrance on top, that's disgusting.
Okay. So that's where the bath hamper or the shower hamper comes from. Because you can go to Biotherm, right? Or you go to Kiehl's and you buy those for guys.
They got the male,
The fancy guy stuff. They have fancy guy stuff. I've seen it. It's $7,000 for a hamper. I've seen it.
Ooh.
And I can tell you, my soap, you know, for 7,000 NT, I can buy a case of soap for
a
me.
Case.
And I can wash my body for 20 years. Literally, 7,000 bucks. Seriously.
I'm not doubting it. Yeah.
No, I checked out the hamper. I can tell 7, you that's 000. Very, very expensive. And it doesn't make sense to guys. Like, I wouldn't even want to buy it for myself.
Oh, okay.
It's so, like, why would anybody buy anything like this?
7,000, that's
$7,000.
Too much.
Mm. $7,000, you know?
Mm-mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
No.
Well.
We just keep on with our soap. I mean, man.
Yes, you just go to Costco and get him a case of soap.
Yeah, the case of soap. Use it for 20 years.
Okay, but as a gift, I mean, if budget is not a concern, if there's no limit to your budget, then sure, go ahead. You know, by all means, go Kiehl, go some Armani fancy brand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, get a fragrance / shower, shampoo, conditioner, hamper.
Fancy.
Yeah, get one of those. But generally, I don't know. I think gift exchange for fragrances and perfumes probably would work if you know what you're doing.
Oh, that would be a good gift.
Mm-hmm. If everybody, like you get equal, you know, guys versus girls. If you have equal number of guys and equal number of girls and you tell everybody, hey, it's a fragrance or perfume party. Gift exchange party. And sure. Yeah, I think that will work.
That will work. Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of cool. Yes.
Yeah, that one. That one is nice. So that's number two, right?
That's number two.
So what is number one? I think perfume number is quite one, nice already.
The number one spot for the most common Christmas gift in Taiwan, according to this article, is stuffed animals.
What?
Plush toys.
Stuffed animals?
Plush animals. Stuffed animals.
So among what generations they did the research?
I don't know. According to this article, it says it's a Daily View thing. Daily View is like a publication. What they do is they are online publication and they do online research.
Oh, all right. So that reminds me, when was the last time I have received a stuffed animals as a gift? Maybe 25 years ago?
Yeah, well, most people would think, hey, only little girls want stuffed animals or plush toys.
Okay, and I don't think stuffed animal is a good gift in Taiwan, given that the weather is not good for keeping a stuffed animal clean.
Well,
right?
Well, I guess, but you know, some people like to keep these plush toys, you know, Hello Kitty. Gute Dama and you know, these kind of cartoon characters, you know, Demon Slayer. So plush toys, they're very common, easy to buy. And now with all the claw machines around Taiwan.
Ah, right.
Easy gift. You know, if you're a student and if you're on a tight budget, if you're good at the claw machines, you can get away with a few of, you know, these gifts. You can sort of get away with some stuffed animals or stuffed plush toys.
Would you consider to get one for your exchange party next time? Stuffed animal.
That would be... To me, it would be, for my age especially, if people were to find out, they would ostracize me. They would just delete me off their social media. They would just unfriend on all platforms. Yeah, it'll be the most insincere thing that I would have ever done to anybody, a stuffed animal. I mean, I did that 25 years ago. For friends and girlfriends and friends and little sisters.
So they were happy back then. They were kids.
Yeah, of course. You know, at 5 years old, I mean, what do you care?
My little pony.
Right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, if they're about 5, 10 years old, what would they care?
So I'm surprised about the number one, the stuffed animal. The
stuffed animals. So obviously,
quite shock.
Gift exchange parties... are more for kids, more for the
there you go.
Youngsters, right?
Oh.
Not for oldies like us.
So no wonder somehow we cannot relate to the result. Stuffed animal, got it.
Yes, we're not the internet generation, obviously. They're not going to have our data, right? And we protect our privacy quite well.
All right.
We cover our tracks online.
I would let you know what gift I would give this year.
Yes, exactly. Like we don't privacy. Go to PTT or Mobile One and ask, what gift should I bring to my gift exchange party?
Well, you can ask, but people will give you those lame answers. Better don't do so.
We won't become part of the research.
Yes.
All right. So, 15 Minutes Fam, why don't you tell us what would be your go-to Christmas gift idea this year? Why don't you tell us down below and comment or email us, and we will check you next week, same time, same place. Ciao.
Bye-bye.